Welcome to Talks from the Bible, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time, 1 Corinthians 15, 4-8. Unto the church of God at Corinth, the apostle Paul gives an eyewitness account of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus had told his disciples that he would suffer and be raised again from the dead on the third day. Following his resurrection from the grave, Jesus made several appearances to individuals who saw him alive over a period of 40 days. The people who saw Jesus gave testimony that they had seen the risen Savior as proof that the resurrection had indeed taken place. When Paul writes this testimony to the church in Corinth, he makes known to them that this truth is the foundation of the gospel. The gospel has no power to save us if Christ has not conquered death in his resurrection. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. 1 Corinthians 15, 17-18. God's system of redeeming grace was dependent upon the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. To the Church of Christ in the city of Rome, Paul wrote that our baptism into Christ was our resurrection from the death of sin and our translation into a new life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, Romans 6:5. The Apostle Peter confirmed the necessity of baptism for our salvation, which rests upon the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, 1 Peter 3:21. The power of the gospel to save us is established by the resurrection of Jesus Christ and confirmed unto us by eyewitness accounts. They who saw him believed. The word of Christ to us today is, "Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed," John 20:29. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ, South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.